Substance use. Responding to intoxication. When a young person comes home intoxicated, rather than trying to work out what they have used, the best course of action is to deal with the symptoms you see. It is important to consider what the goals and priorities are for managing an intoxicated person. There are some general things you can do in all situations. Focus on keeping them safe and monitoring their well-being. Remain calm and reassure them. Give them space and reduce environmental stimulation. Avoid information overload. Err on the side of caution and contact emergency services if required. Follow plans or procedures provided by the agency you work for or are supported by. Then there are things to particularly keep an eye on if the young person is presenting in the following ways. If they are drowsy, slow, disinhibited, on the nod, or becoming aggressive, they are going to struggle to understand lots of information, so try to only ask one question at a time or talk about simple, concrete ideas. This is not the time to try and talk to them about or enact consequences. This can wait until the next day. The only time this would be necessary is if when it concerns their safety or others. If they are in extremely low mood, check for self-harm and suicidality. Check that they can still be roused without hassling them. If they are getting aggressive, usually in relation to alcohol use, de-escalate the situation. If they are speedy, confused, disorganized, loud, edgy, anxious, tending towards becoming angry or aggressive, use a calm, clear, concerned tone. Emphasize you want them to feel safe. Be aware of other people around and maybe suggest to find a space just for them. Don't escalate the interaction. Showing concern can help. Put off any decisions or consequences until the following day. Don't crowd them and reduce the stimulation in the environment, for example, no people, low lights, quiet. If you think they might be experiencing some psychotic symptoms, young people may experience some psychotic symptoms like hallucinations or extreme paranoia when they are substance affected or withdrawing. Reduce things around them that may overload their senses and move them to safe, quiet space. Monitor them and seek medical attention as required or directed. When hanging out, coming down, or withdrawing. A young person also might become highly anxious and agitated when they are hanging out for drugs such as cannabis or heroin. This may escalate to aggression, particularly when there is interference from their goals. Consider other people in the environment and what their priorities are at that time. On the other hand, this may be them experiencing strong cravings or urges, which sometimes can be ridden out with support and distraction. However, they may also be experiencing withdrawal symptoms. A young person may get through these with lots of support and distraction. However, in some cases, they may need medical support to monitor symptoms and access appropriate support when appropriate.